And now, Capital 263. Welcome to the 263 Chat Show, bringing you live interviews, discussions, and stories on pertinent issues in Zimbabwe and around the world.
Hello, once again, welcome to the program Youth and the Road to 2018. My name is Lovejoy Mtongwiza. I'm your host for this program. So, there's been a lot of tango within the ruling party ZANU-PF due to factional lines emanating from the succession dispute. This has also not spared the youths who have been aligned to some factions, one called Lacoste, the other one called G40. I don't know what that means. So, today we're going to be discussing the existence of the two alleged factions, and this factionalism is threatening to derail ZANU-PF plans ahead of the 2018 elections. So today in the program, I have two former provincial chairpersons. I'll let them introduce themselves for ZANU-PF. These guys have been friends and they've been enemies within the political circle. So, gentlemen, welcome to the program. Introduce yourselves. Jim.
My name is Jim Kunaka, former ZANU-PF provincial youth chairman, Harare province.
Okay, fine. Yeah, my name is Godfrey Tsenengam. I'm a former member of the ZANU-PF party and also a former provincial chairman for Mashonaland and Central from 2009 up to 2015 before I got expelled in 2016.
All right. Let's get into it. I'll start with you, Jim. You guys are both mentioning your former. So tell me about your youth experiences within the ruling party and where you are right now. Where are we with Jim Kunaka?
Okay. Myself, as from 2014, when Joyce Mujuru was expelled from ZANU-PF, I made the mistake that I am still regretting up to today when I followed her. She formed the only party, Zimbabwe People First, which ended up being the Zimbabwe People Lost. And then I decided to part ways with her after I've shown that there's no leadership qualities in her. So, ndakasiya nazvizvajoyi.
Nchiyo madzoka kuzanipiwa.
Ndikati aiwash. The only political part yakandirera ndikakura kusvika pandasvika nhasi uye yandinoziva it's ZANU-PF. And then I decided to go back and rejoin ZANU-PF. And currently I am a cell member in ZANU-PF.
All right. Chi changa chamboita kuti mudzoke mumbobuda mumboenda kuna Joyce ndiapa ma qualities ama mamboona ana Joyce amakazonda aya asiriwo bai
ano apana ma qualities andakanga ndamboona because chakangoitika ndechekuti you know I was kidnapped in 2014 ndikava ne pain yakandirwadza kuti okay I've worked for my party. I managed to rescue 7 seats in Harare from MDC to Kamadzora Kuzano PF.
Okay.
But then, is this the reward? Yandingadi, yandinga wana.
You felt underappreciated.
Yes. So, ndaka rwadziwa, neku kidnapwa, ndaka itwa, ndaka rohwa, ndikanzi. Then, Joyce, you, and now because you have got mentality, you have got to be a president. Vice president, you someone who is a room party.
They have to be loyal.
Yeah, I go support our vice president. And they inine and in a single day, you have got a meeting in I could indeed could ambota under it president. They go support our own digiti, amai, which I'm going to be vice G. President. Nekuti hapana chakashata chandanga ndaona chekuti vanga zokwikwidzawo vamugabe kana kuti chavainacho chiri better than china baba wa Mugabe.
All right, all right.
So kuzongomtera kwandakaita yanga nawo ye pain yo yakanga yapinda mandiri.
Mm-hmm.
But unoziva munhu kaita ashadze guru sometimes kabuda mumwe na
unochema
rubara dambuka makumbo then arizofambi. So
all right, all right. All right. Now ndoya kwa munhu mukoma Godfrey. Imimi wofuti muri munhu angari mumpati mamune ichinzvimbo chakangofanana nechava kunaka. Muri youth provincial chairman for my central muchi mabudiswa mumpati. Right. Muri mabudo daro muchi maita zvamuri kuita muta zvamuri kuita. But ndoda kuti mundudzo ma experiences zenyu within ZANU PF. Zvanhu zvakamira sei muri mumukati?
Yeah, fine. When I joined ZANU PF.
Mm-hmm.
I joined ZANU PF because I believed in the ideals which I thought the party stands for.
Okay.
So I got the motivation and joined ZANU PF as a young person.
Mm-hmm.
So when I joined ZANU PF, I managed to rise through the ranks.
All right.
Up to the level I became the provincial chairman when I got elected in Mashonaland Central Province.
Mm-hmm.
While I was in the party, I will fast forward it to 2014,
mm-hmm.
which may be of critical importance to this discussion.
Right.
In 2014, we were told that the president of the party was under siege.
Right. You were told by who?
Yeah, I'll get to that.
Okay, fine.
We were told that the president of the party was under siege.
Okay.
From the second secretary of the party,
oh.
who happened to be the vice president also in the party, Maim Juru.
Okay, okay.
So it was only when we got the chance to have a one-on-one interaction with the party secretary himself at his official residence at State House in August 2014, if I'm not mistaken, when he highlighted to us as youth chairpersons then that he was under siege.
Mm-hmm.
And because during that period, I had also been suspended
okay.
by what I would term, what was to me my Juru's team in Mashonaland Central Province. They suspended me for 6 months and procedurally.
Okay.
Yeah. So when the president said she was scheming against him and doing all sorts of things, I then happened to believe in him and said, no, maybe he's sincere in what he's saying, that she's planning to unseat him.
Mm-hmm.
So I joined the president's side in trying to do what I thought was the legitimate thing of defending him
okay.
from an attack.
Mm-hmm.
So we participated during that period in dethroning Maim Juru from her position as vice president in the party. As young people who were very, very critical, we were 7 youth chairpersons who could escort the Secretary for Women Affairs, now Maim Gabe, to her initial rallies, meet the people to rallies
okay.
in 2014. So after that, then the leadership came back to us and said, no, look, we have to get to the second round. We dealt with Maim Juru, but we have also not dealt with another faction, the Mnangagwa faction. We made a blunder by appointing one faction leader to be a vice president when we thought we were dismantling factionalism in the party.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, okay, fine. So you want us to get involved again in dealing with Mnangagwa? And they said yes. And I said, no, we cannot do that again. Because okay. for me, we had not dealt properly and constitutionally with Maim Juru.
Mm-hmm.
No binding allegations were presented before her. She was not even tried or even brought before a disciplinary committee. She wasn't. So he said, no, you want us to do the same on Mnangagwa. Mm-hmm. Why? We have to exhaust Maim Juru's case first. So we then fall out of favor with the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Till a time when I got suspended from Mashonaland Central for 5 years. And when I got suspended, I then became so vocal,
mm-hmm.
though I was at some point vocal within the structures of the party, saying out everything that I thought maybe was going wrong at party forums.
Okay.
But now that I had been suspended, I felt that I was not being given the chance to air out my views constitutionally as is provided for by the party constitution. Mm-hmm. So I started addressing press conferences, saying out what I think, pointing out at what I thought were things that were going wrong in the party. Mm-hmm. So that's when I also got expelled from the party till this time. But in May 2015, well, before I got suspended in December 2015, I came up with a youth forum, which I mentioned in another program, the Youth Affirmative Action Assembly of Zimbabwe. And now I'm leading Zimbabwe Youth Assembly, which is an inclusive platform mm-hmm. for all young people of Zimbabwe, where I want to impart the little that I have from the experience that I had in ZANU-PF and all the interactions that I had with the leadership and what I think is the best thing for the young generation and for the nation of Zimbabwe as a whole.
All right, interesting, sure. Interesting. Now I'll come to you, Comrade Jim. Emi makabuda mpati, makadzoka mpati. Life outside the party, yeah, yenga kamira safe for you.
Papa, sina a difference, mkoma.
Sanja kango fanana.
Yeah, because inini I was totally empowered by ZANU-PF,
mm-hmm.
so there was nothing to cry. And I was enjoying my life as normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. You're talking about empowerment. Yeah. So are you one of the, let me not say few, but one of the youths we have benefited from President Mugabe's empowerment scheme?
Really?
What have you benefited?
I've managed to get a farm,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing my farming
okay.
every season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm farming.
All right.
And my family is enjoying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't understand those young people out there who are always crybabies. That we can't see where is the empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
When the president says something, it's up to you, as young as you are, to run around and get those opportunities.
Okay.
Those who are crying, especially from ZANU-PF,
mm-hmm.
complaining that we did not see the empowerment.
Yes, yes.
They are lazy. They expect the president to come to their houses and say, I've come with empowerment. There's nothing like that.
Mm.
You need to think. The policies are there.
Mm-hmm.
The money was given from different banks.
All right.
You need to write a project proposal. You apply to the bank in order for you to get that money. But the problem with other people, they thought if you use the name of the party, if you want to borrow money from the banks, you will get it.
Mm. Mm.
That's wrong.
Okay.
We need to separate politics from business.
All right, fine. So let me take you back to what you guys were saying. I can see in all these metrics, my youth are at the forefront, the politics is NPF. And as I said earlier, my introduction, we can't ignore that my factions are Muslims and NPF. So, from Isusu Varukunzi, tinoti my youth ndo arikushandiswa. Is it true? My youth, especially my che,
okay, yeah, I think before I get to that question, I would want to make some submissions on what Comrade Jim was saying,
okay,
in terms of empowerment issues and experiences outside the party.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for a young person, who has been hustling and doing all sorts of things on your own,
mm.
you may not notice the difference of you having been chucked out of the party and you being in the party. But if you were one who relies on handouts from my chef,
mm.
you were one who would use the name of the party in moving around, trying to open up avenues for yourself,
mm.
then you have a challenge. But I would also want to challenge my brother Jim to say, look, we have to be very, very truthful in our submissions.
All right, yeah. All right.
He must state it that,
you lose some of the opportunities that maybe you were enjoying mm-hmm. when you were part of that system. The benefits which come along with your position.
Okay.
I would give, for example, like here in Harare,
mm-hmm.
when you're a provincial chairman, there are certain incentives. I'm not sure if it's the right term to say incentives.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that you can access.
Or maybe benefits.
Yeah, maybe benefits or mm-hmm. whatever that you can access as a youth leader.
Okay.
Go to Mpedzanamo, go to Glenview Area 8, go to Magaba, go to Mbare Msika. There are monies coming out of there for the youth leadership, which also at some point Comrade Jim used to benefit from. So for him to say he's not missing anything, that would be a blue lie. You see, I'm not accusing him of anything, but I'm saying these are some of the things that come along
mm-hmm.
with being in power.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are out of power, depending with your area, mm-hmm. you may be missing something. Okay. We have to be realistic. Look at the plight of Comrade Dimtasa and others who are mm-hmm. out of ZANU-PF. You understand when we say you may be losing out on certain things. But my point is, when we are in there, mm-hmm. I'll tell you one thing. Unengo uchifarira power and whatever it comes with. Zvinofanana nekufarira mari yechikwambo. Inouya nechikwambo. Uri kuwana mari iyoyo on the basis yekuti uri kupota uchipira hama dzako kuchikwambo. Anditika, uchiparopa kuchikwambo, icho chichikupa mari. Gore raunomira zvechikwambo izvozvo. Anditika, you lose everything. Chinotanga chakuparadzira pfume yachakakupa, chizoparadza iwewe. That is, I'm saying it because we have seen it happening.
Okay.
You see. So now coming to your question about factions on whether young people are the ones being used or whatever. Mm-hmm. Fine. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Where young people get themselves involved in I was one of them in these factional fights.
Mm-hmm.
But for me to say, I was sent by somebody to get involved. Fine, for 2014, it's true, the leadership mobilized us into the faction of fights okay. against Mai Mjuru.
Mm.
But after that, I said, no, I'm not going to be mobilized anymore. So when you saw me doing everything, it was, but I was doing it by myself.
Okay.
Not even Mnangagwa anyone was sending me to do anything. So the majority of the young people you see in ZANU-PF getting involved in factional fights,
mm-hmm.
they are doing it on their own, thinking that maybe by doing so, they may get favors from the leadership, assuming that maybe when it's either a G40 leader comes in or a Lacoste leader comes in, I may get some recognition
okay.
and get some appreciation from them. So for me to say it is the leadership which is using young people, no, it's not. It's the young people themselves who are availing themselves for abuse to the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so as much as leadership may take advantage of young people and use them, but it is because the young people have consented to that.
Mm-hmm.
They are availing themselves for abuse. So we cannot give the whole blame to Vasharukwa.
Mm-hmm.
It also goes to Vadik. In one way or the other, young people have also become accomplices.
Mm-hmm.
In whatever that is happening. So Vakuru vanongoya kuti hurura kushandiswa. Then they will use it because you have allowed them to do so.
Mm. All right, fine. It'll be very unfortunate if I don't give Comrade Jim Kutwa respond to my allegations. Comrade Jim.
No, they were not real allegations, but there were issues I was just raising and say, no, he must be truthful in his submission.
So before I move on to my next question, I think I'll give this opportunity to Comrade Jim.
And the first thing is that I'm going to opportunities. But ukasa. Zvipusha iwewe sadunga munhu nai kuti remangwana rangu rinofana kunge rakamira zvakaita sei unosara mumashure ataura nauye Mbare Musika ataura nauye Mpedzanhamo that's informal sectors dzaka createwa nemusangano Grandview Area 8 kunoveswa ma wardrobes kunoveswa zvakasiyana siyana. Mupedza namo kunotengeswa hembe dzemabhero kana vanono hoda kudana South Africa kwakadaro.
Mm-hmm.
Handiti. Saka kana ini ndikagona kunohoda mabhero angu ndikanovhura mupedza namo ndikaita mari yangu. Ndaona zvino opportunity kuti ndiite mari inogona kundiraramisa.
Mm-hmm.
Uyu murume uyu anobva aitungamirira the most richest province in Zimbabwe, Mashonaland Central. Kungo daiso chete pa Mobra, pandit.
Ra goride.
Goride. Andit. Vaingo manya, vachita toi toi,
mm-hmm.
vasinga fungera ore mangwa. Chichaka mutadzisa kuenda kuma offices e mines. Kuno tindawea we nini as a citizen of this country. Ndoda kuapply o mine. Ndi wanuwe pekuchera chi? Goridi. Fama anaro akaruwana. Kana asina kuruwana, udera wake. Nekuti it was open to everybody. Kuti another farm. Apply to Minister of Lands. And it, uwane farm. Pati, dambu zikora, eva newa nava. Waifunga kuti wacha favari my chairman. Wasinga zile kuti... Kune upenyu unoda kurarama after shigaro. Ofuti na nasi ndoso wanofunga kuti ininda yi kolekta mari, ndichididi. Kwete. I'm clean. Anina mari anda itore.
Okay.
We can move around and ask wanu, wacho wanu kutawurirai. But nda itova protector.
How?
Panawe kuti, you know, especially ukapinam town.
Mm-hmm.
Kanso ya itiyo, atidi kunzwa kuti kuna windi, atidi kunzwa wazakasote. Andit,
okay.
Inindote ayuash, kukana kusina mabasa, itato mbuwa na kuti apapano opportunity kuti ndikagulote ramote yako, ondisira otura itini, chaka ipachi, muna achisha marara, bare, Glenview, mote yako yosara, ondisira oji, dola. Eze, exchange, ininda itabasa, iwondi badara o dola. Andit, nekudaro vazhinji mayouth omu Harare vakararama nezvipi.
Okay.
Vakararama naizvozvo. And ndikatofaita kuti ndaida kuti zvirigalaizwe. Kuti zvinge zviri pamutemo vasasungwa. And zvikarambo hasho. But handizivi kuti murume uyu sei asina kuwana mine. Handizive kana aine mapepa akaita akarambirwa. Kana akanga asina ruzivo. I did kubvunza chairman of Capital City.
Nice.
Kuti zvinofambiswa sei? Tomubatsira kuti zvinoitwa sei? Zvinonyorwa sei? Tinodai. Dambudziko randakaona mune vamwe vangu. Vaifunga kuti zvese zvinongoda kuti musangano uvaitire. Ivo vaka relax.
Saka tiri kuti my youth, okay, not necessarily comrade Tsenengam,
sure.
But mamwe my youth havana njere dzekuita kuvhura opportunities mupenyu wavo.
The opportunities are there already.
Mm-hmm. I want to share the investment.
Yes.
Saka Twitter say kutiva pinjere. What to say?
I think kunotomboda kuitwa my workshops.
In my youth.
Okay. Regarding that is omkoma. Takaona His Excellency vachi commissioner nyaya kuvhurwa kwemugwagwa we
Harare Bed Bridge.
Harare Bed Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Tikanobvunza izvozvo izvi kuti kune here maiti vakamboisawo ma application yekuti aiwa isu tinokwanisawo kuti tinge tichidi. Tichigadzira mugwagwa. Nekuti hapana chinoshamisira paugadzira uko mugwagwa.
Ndizvozvo.
And I've made my application there.
Okay.
And it but tikavabvunza kuti makaitei hapana. Then that opportunity ikatorwa nema big fish. Votanga kuchema-chema. Aiwa onai vanongopanana vega vega nana ningi. Aiwa wakamboitere application yako ikarambwa. Ndopa nenyaya. They don't apply. Nekuti vanenge vakatea. Kuda kuzoti haiwa vanopanana vega, of course. Ukaona kuti hapana ari kupa manyira apa. Hatinongotora akatopawo ningi kuti basa ridi. Rifambe. Hatingamirire ka vanhu vari lazy isusu kuti nyika ifambe.
All right. Regende pose mvunzo kwa muri mesa anosoti ndana achatanga kutora. Panyaya yema tender nekuwana kuona ma opportunities uku. There have been accusations yekuti those in the party, in the ZANU-PF party, were not benefit and not going to benefit. Saka, now we are bringing in Nyayekuti, Kune Yaya Bed Bridge. Don't you think uti my youth will essay enyika a bit from MDC ZANPF one for no graduate benefit?
Okay, fine. I will take that question, but before I respond to the question, I would want to just make a single submission to what Comrade Jim has saying. Uh-huh. It's very true that there is a tendency within young people of thinking that they will remain young and of looking at themselves as small kids, just wanting some handouts from a chef, like I said before, of thinking that maybe they will remain leaders within the party, like he had rightly said. When I was, even before I was chairman, I got a farm. I've got my own farm, which I got. I got two mining claims. The first one in Bindura, then the other one in Shamva, in Chakonda area.
Okay.
I've got my two mining claims, small claims where I'm juggling, trying to make ends meet. from that point, it's not a big venture. Okay. It's a small venture. Why? Because mines are not being sold. No one is selling mines to anyone. But it's just that you need to pay administration fees. Okay. So that you get your licenses, you do your things legally. Mm-hmm. I was one of the people who was at the forefront, even when I was chairman, saying this government must legitimize Chikorokoza. Ndichiti inini munoda here kuti mwana akasangana negoridhe achikoke makumbo nekutiza achitiza goridhe rake munyika yake unzinoko machikoke makumbo chidunzi ndaona goridhe why. Can we do that? Ask Minister Kasukwera. He will tell you in 2012 at concession when we had our provincial 21st February movement. I said that. It's on record. I was saying, oh, look, you have to open up opportunities for young people. And on that point, I also said, when I was also challenging young people to say, no, look, you cannot just sit and relax and say, it must come to you. It will not. You have to make an effort. Mm-hmm. So maybe he was not aware that I have my two mining claims. Maybe if he's comfortable, I can even rent one of it to him so that at least he can maybe try to get something. My point is, he is very correct to say we have a tendency as young people of thinking that maybe everything must be given to us on a silver platter. It will not happen. Opportunities are there.
Okay.
And when there are no opportunities, we have to create opportunities by ourselves. I would want to say, when Jim was chairman in Harare, he would run around trying to make ends meet, getting some cash here, getting some cash there, which I would not want to condemn. Mm-hmm. It was something that was within his reach. You see, it's not a crime. Even if he got Mari from Marengs, even if he got Mari from Pedzanamo, it was something that was within his reach. Mm-hmm. And it's something that everyone else is doing today. So why should it be criminalized on Jim alone to say, why did you do it? Because
okay.
We have all the towns in town. They are doing it every day. You have everyone, even Wakuru Wema Purisa, getting their percentages from the ranks. Mm. He knows it. So why should it be put? why should it be put on? Okay, fine. Let me finish on that one. So why should it be put on a single person to say so and so was just doing this as if no one else is doing it or is involved? Mm. Then coming to the question that you raised in terms of tenders. I've seen one, young people who are not taking up opportunities that are availing themselves.
Okay.
Two, I've also seen Madara not also wanting young people to be empowered. Because deliberately, they would want you to continue begging them so that you remain their subject. Why? Because they are used to seeing you calling.
It's like your life depends on them.
Exactly. Utokumbira chef and apera airtime. okay, regando kutumira. So the moment ya uchatanga kurega kufona, acha netsika kutisaka, kana asisa wane airtime kwa ndiri, aluku wana kunani.
Mm.
So you must continue to beg them. You must continue to be on your knees regarding them as your God for survival. Mm. So this is also, so it's two-sided. Mm. We have young people who are not taking up opportunities or creating opportunities for themselves. And we also have a leadership which is deliberately elbowing out young people from deals. We have a leadership which has got a tendency of creating mafana vanemari outside the party structures.
Okay.
Yeah? And impoverishing their own in the party. So that these people continue to be loyal to them. But vafana varikunze vachita cash.
Okay. All right.
So kana ama diri emari vanita nivamu vafana. They will use that deal mangwana ukada kumutsa msoro.
Okay.
Yeah. Kuti no urikuziva here kuti gorere so wakambodai so you find boys wearing black suits and magogros vakamira pa dhura kuvachikunokera kuti ah ko nawi comrades senenga megoriri yakazenge yafamba say so it will quickly come to your mind, oh shh, now one sisina protection. So what do you do? You then go back to them and say, you know, mkuru na andikarasika ndadini.
That's okay.
Because they will use that to continue to blackmail you and manipulate you in the future. So then you also have some, though there are few, who are genuine, who also give these opportunities to young people, but they are very, very few. The majority avasiku guta.
All right, Comrade Jim, you want to say something?
You know, I'm very happy that my colleague here is actually accepting that there is total empowerment in ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that one is a fact.
I'm not saying about ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, as young people, these are experiences, whether in MDC, people...
Inini pandiri.
Okay.
Trikuti isusu, one man, one mind.
All right.
Atondi tariza kudara atori corrupt. You see? Pakuti atori ne two ma claims.
Apa kutori ne mwasina.
Kune mumu arguto chema kuti ina anditori ina. Ia ne two.
Okay.
What it means, akashandisa position yake when he was provincial youth chairman of Mashonar and Central mm-hmm. to acquire those two claims.
But mimi Comrade Jim mangam tsoronye kuti kana uri mu position ino muka shandisa po inonzi position yo to elevate yourself.
You have aufana kuva greed.
Okay.
One in datora zvanaka.
Mhm.
Kana pazoyamuka nokuti pane imwe yaona yakashama. Wadi kurongerawo vamwe vechidiki vatoriwo. Even vice wake kana kuunganidza vana vekusero kana ku branch.
Mm-hmm.
And it kana even varimo mu province imomo kuti aiwa ndakupewo penya pa muri 10. Chira na iklem yenyi.
Mm-hmm.
Fama anaro.
Mm.
Andi ze kuti arikuri mayere. Nekuti anisanda mbosangana naye kuma flows kana ku GMP.
Okay. All right.
It must be of those farms that tiri kuti tofana kudziita repossess or todzi cheka. Nekuti dziri kuri machi sora.
All right.
But sa buteja hurumende kuti zvingonzi muZimbabwe munechi munenzara. I want to visit to his farm today. After this,
Vaku invite, I think I'm more frequent.
See, but Arquite, Kufami Koko.
So, these are programs Arquis when President Mugabe.
No, Pananya Matenda,
All right, fine, it's okay. All right,
Atauro. Inini in the room of Akaramba, Kushandiswa, and then sell for Yokupo $20. The Akatoskopa level Yokupa. Not to be given. I'm not a spade, the Ganofambe Gango die all the time, waiting to receive.
Okay, all right.
No. Ndakuto pao.
Murugu impao omani.
Because I was empowered. I don't beg anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need anything from anyone else within the party. What I want my party to do is to create an opportunity for me to work very hard and get money. Simple.
Okay. All right. All right. Ndada kufunza kuti. Anditi mota nyema empowerment programs are kuitwa gai. My programs anonzi arukubva kuna President Mugabe anditi
really sure
but kanaenda ku my youth kwa muri imi ma chairman ndichizvidzika kuma CEO zvinozotanga kuita corruption mukati. But kana mukuru vakuudzwa musoro kuzvine chinzi zviri right. Vari kuzviziva here zvinhu izvi ndo zviri kuitika pasi. Ma programs avo kuti ari kushanda mimi sema former chairs and what not muri kumashandisa zvinhu izvi kuti to your own benefit muchiisaidira navamwana.
Ipapo mukoma mataura zvakanaka.
Mhm.
Baba Mugabe vanomira pa podium.
Mm-hmm.
Votaura zvavataura pa level yavo.
Mm-hmm.
Zvodzika.
Zviyakwana.
Zvouya pane imwe level.
Mm-hmm.
Vachitarisira kuti zvinofana kudzika zvakare kubva pa that level. Zvichidzika again pane imwe level.
Mm-hmm.
And it. Dambudziko rinozoitika zvasvika pana shamwari yangu Tseninga.
Mm-hmm.
Zvagara pa table. Atanga kutarisa kuti bibi rangu rakati rinofana kuenda. Muningina wangu anofana kuenda.
Alright.
Hama yangu imwe inofana kuenda. Kana kuti takuti aiwash imbotanga wandipo ka kickback kuti ndikutambidzo chinhu chipi?
Chinichi.
Chinichi. As ivo baba Mugabe kuti vazozviziva zvinogona kutora nguva. Nekuti dzimwe nguva iwewe pauri hauna link yekuti uvaone 1-on-1 ugone
yes,
kutaura
yes,
navo.
Yes.
Kana kuti maziso avo ari pa ground.
Mhm.
Dzimwene dzenguva inini ndindiri pa ground.
Mhm.
I'm a junior officer.
Okay.
Ndikanyora report yangu ndichitema iwewe. Kana kuti report yanyoro iri kutema Tsenengamu ndini ziguru rako. Zvichinosvika pandiri ndikaona mina Tsenengamu ndototanga kuenda rap.
Yes.
Zva Tsenengamu handiti ndonyora mune zvakanaka. Nekuti ndinewo zvandiri kubenefita kubva kunani?
Kuna Tsenengamu.
Kuna Tsenengamu. Ndo dambudziko rataita munyika medu muno.
Mm-hmm.
But chokwadi chiripo vamugabe vazama kumbopa.
Mm-hmm.
Asi vari kupiwa vacho njere ndo pasina.
Ndo songi yavachipanga iya vakusaya chipanga.
Vakaimba popa ndogara ndichiiterera misinengo.
Oh, okay, come, right, come I wanted to make this response and say no look. Nyika ino ine policy one man one farm.
Okay.
That's the policy.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of mineral claims that you may have, there is no such policy.
Okay.
Which says
one
kamgodi ke goride. I'm not aware that there is such a policy. And for anyone to think that it's corruption, it's not. Because there was no point at which the party gave mineral concessions to party members. There was no such arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
If Comrade Jim can say it, kuti pane pakapiwa migodi ne party, there was no such program. Yeah, I initiated those things on my own. Okay. In the same way that everyone else is doing it. You need to go to ku mining ministry Pazimre Center and facilitate your papers by yourself, not even saying I'm a provincial chairman, because these are not party things. This is my personal venture. In the same way that Jimu may be having two houses in Harare,
mm-hmm.
in the same way that he may have the opportunity to collect whatever that he collected, whether from Mpezanamo, Market Square, 4th Street, mm-hmm. wherever. Those were opportunities that were availed to him.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Though fine through the party jacket.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to mining claims, I registered the mining claims by my own, using my own resources.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's a personal venture. Like he rightly said before, you have to differentiate between a party and a business.
And business, yes.
So this is business. It has got nothing to do with the party. And like he rightly said, uchingova pa maubra. Kuenda kweso ku igoride.
Mm-hmm.
Andidi. Hapana muna anunzi pano papane mgodi. Ndiyo unoto chaga. Kuti pano pane goride ere. Andidi. Unoto enda wapi wa prospecting license. O prospector. Osuno badara maria pega. O pegero. O badara mamepe and everything. Mm-hmm. Hapana panunzi no pano papane mine. Unoto chaga. Kungo shika so ungo tino. Pano papanga ite goride ere. You look at the features. Zeno kuna kubasara kutu identify mine.
Mm-hmm.
So for my chairman, former chairman, Wemu Eben,
mm-hmm.
he may not be having an idea. Say, so he may be thinking kuti no migodi yaita zvekutonzi pano umwe pano umwe. So handigone kutsvaga mugodi handitika handigone kutsvaga mugodi. No, sorry. You know, maybe if you can allow him to.
Problem one.
In the same way that he had his opportunity to say out whatever he was saying, all this I was quiet. I think he must respect my right of reply. So I am saying, when I registered my minds, my small claims, this was not being facilitated in a party. I did it by myself. Unless if he is to say there was such a program that was initiated by the party, he has to put it before you and prove it.
Mm.
But I'm saying to you, there was no such program. To even to this very hour, even if you go to Zimri Center, unotona vanhu variko nemapega akagara panze paipai. And they think, varikuto mirira vanhu vekubatsira. Havasi vanhu veparty. They are doing their business.
No, my dear friend.
So in terms thinking kuti migodi inopiwa neparty. Mm-hmm. Kune vanhu veMDC vane migodi. Kune vanhu veNPP vane migodi. These are opportunities availed to every citizen despite the fact yekuti uri ZANU-PF or MDC.
Okay.
So for anyone to want to politicize opportunities,
mm-hmm.
it's very criminal and it cannot be allowed. Mm-hmm. Huh? We don't have to stoop so low to a point where people think opportunities belong to ZANU-PF. Mines belong to ZANU-PF or farms belong to ZANU-PF. It's not it. That's unconstitutional.
Okay.
These resources belong to everyone. So if Jim wants a mining claim, I will have to teach him how he can access one. In the same way that he should have taught me how to get money from touts and ranks.
All right, come on, Jim. You want to say something?
You see, you know, I should win the exam. I'm coming on. There is a time you have to apply. And it could have got a claim. Kune munhu akanga to apply and it before him. And it munyena nas asata awana that claim.
Okay.
Because he was a provincial chairman of the party.
Mm.
Eh? The party helped him to get his papers done so quickly.
If you can explain how.
Maybe, explain yes.
How. If, you know, the Minister of Mines is a member of what? Of ZANU-PF. It's something that is very clear.
Were you there when I met him? Were you there? Or is it an assumption?
It's not an assumption.
Were you there?
Remember, I was also a provincial chairman, just like you.
So, all right,
how many times did we visit the Minister of Local Government by that time was Obet Mpof?
Mm-hmm.
Local government?
Of Minister of Mines.
Of Mines, yes.
How many times?
You guys both went together.
Yes. Including all the provinces.
Mm-hmm.
You are a Christian. You mustn't lie.
No, I'm not lying.
Mm.
You know, if I was aware that I'm going to be asked this question, I would bring some meanness here.
Okay. I think we'll organize another interview where you guys will bring out your meanness and whatever.
I just want to prove it.
Mm. So that my claims are going to happen, they will be substantiated. Because by now it's your weight against his. Now it's also we are unprivileged that this is weak.
This also.
Mm.
But in your equity, Anga Ziramba and it. Of course, Abanas and Ngaiti. But one day, I will come here and talk about evidence. You go to one ever room. Monota Garapasi. Tofuri ran out of room, one night no fun in Zara. To it, I say. Gatti die. Musanga no what is supporter. Zvakaipa kuramba kuti musangano wakandibatsira kuti ndinge ndine ichi neichi neichi. Zvakangonaka kuti ndibvume pandiri kuti avatsenenga muzveshuwa akandibatsira ndichitsvaga famu kuti ndiri wani oko. Handisi kuti ndiye akandipa but akandibatsira.
So we have my ministers vari kubetsera my youth based on partisan grounds.
No. Listen, my friend.
I'm just quoting you, Comrade Kunaka.
Ukaenda kuya. Kana kuti regaindi pemfananidzo wokudai ndiwe maybe ini ndoto kukuziva
wo
wasvika wo pamwe ndiri minister ku office kwangu uri kuda kubatsirika handi ndizvozvo ndokuna kupusha mapapers ako so faster
than
ne munhu wandisikatomboziva kuti uya anonzani.
So it's happening within
it's happening even uka minister wa MDC ndikaenda inini personal ku ministry andidzi
ichitungamirwa na minister MDC kusvika kuti ndi gym hero ah anobva ngoti ah zano PF chipangano apana chichafamba ipapo. I've been applying land in Harare kusito Harare
but muruta dza uyiwana
and iwane handisanda iwana kusvika ndaita give up ndatosiya that business because ndakaona kuti handipiwe.
So I mean you think kuti kusaiwana kwenyu kuri kunzwa kuti muri ku zano PF and then
I because ndiri ku zano PF kanzuri iri kuranwa nechi
MDC
MDC and zviripo zviri clear izvozvo andikambozvirambi.
Okay.
Saka nyaya yekuti mukoma wangu avaka zvimwe ngavabvume havo zvimwe voramba nekuti nhasi vapanze anditi vakuda kuramba kuti vakanga vachibatsirwa nezano PF kuti vasvike pavasvika nhasi. It's bad. Zano PF yakatibatsira iye neni hongu yapanze ini ndakamboenda panze ndikakurumidza kuona ndikadzoka. Iye achida kuramba akari pai
All right, interesting.
Okay, fine. Maybe concluding on this one.
We need to wrap up this one.
To wrap up on this one. What I wanted to say was, and still is, there was at no point, there wasn't any time at any point when the party assisted me to get mining claims.
Okay.
Yeah. I will stand on that one and defend myself and say, who did assist me on that one? Nobody. I did it by myself.
But you agree that some ministers are propping up some news?
I'm getting it from Jim.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So I'm getting it now from Jim that certain ministers in government are excluding some other people from benefiting from government programs on the basis of their political affiliation. So it's being said by Jim here, and I'm getting it here now.
All right.
But my point is, if by any means, the party had assisted me to acquire those mines. And in the same way that I fell out of favor with the party leadership, they would have grabbed those mines from me.
Okay.
On the very same day I got out of the party and started saying some of these issues I've been saying in my press conferences. So it is because I acquired the claims by myself. So my submission is, people like even when I was in ZANU PF, must not be be excluded from benefiting from government programs on the basis of their political affiliation. But because the problem is there, like he has rightly said, it has to be dealt with. If he is not in a position to access land because the city of Harare is being run by MDC officials, then it's very unfortunate.
Yeah, yeah.
But like he's pointed out, that ministers can assist him. I think he has got the chance to go to Minister Kasukwere, since Minister Kasukwere is ZANU PF, so that if what he was saying was true, so that Minister Kasukwere can give a directive to the subordinates in the councils to say, no,
you that must would be give an abuse of office now.
Right,
I can't do that.
All right, gentlemen, we need to wrap up this.
I will continue fighting my own way until I get there.
All right, fine. All right, so this is the program Youth and the Road to 2018, where we're talking to former ZANU PF provincial chairpersons, Comrade Jim Kunaka and Comrade Govrit Senengam. All right, gentlemen, now we need to move on from, you know, these personal things. Now we need to talk about national things, right? We have got the 2018 elections coming up, and we've got, you know, a lot of presidential candidates were there. We've got President Mugabe and Morgan Tsvangirai. Now I have to, you know, choose. I have to make you choose between President Mugabe and any other candidate who's around. Who do you think is going to win and why? And who would you vote for? Comrade Senengam.
Okay, for me, now look, in the past, I would support President Mugabe. I was a ZANU PF member, not just a member, but I was also a position holder under that party. So I would normally vote for President Mugabe. But now look, I no longer have any reason why I should vote for him now. I appreciate what he has done for this country, for all of us to be where we are today. He remains my hero. He remains my personal hero. Okay. He is humane. He has got his own strengths. He has got his own weaknesses. Mm-hmm. But for some reasons, now I cannot act against my conscience by voting him again in 2018. Why? Because I feel he has not done what he had promised us when we voted for him in 2013. Mm-hmm. In 2013, he promised to indigenize. He has not indigenized. He has totally abandoned the indigenization program. In 2013, he promised to develop. I have not seen any development. Okay. I've seen infrastructure dilapidating, getting to stages where you see, you can't even think that this used to be an infrastructure which was viable in any way. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, he promised to empower. Mm-hmm. I've not seen anyone being empowered. Maybe if they're just a few people within the ranks.
We have someone like Psychology Masivisa recently made remarks that ZANU-PF created 3.3 million jobs on the In 2013, they had promised 2.2, and then he's saying they surpassed that to 3.3. What's your take on that?
Okay, fine. Like I said, they had promised to indigenize, mm-hmm. to empower, to develop, and lastly, to employ. Mm-hmm. We promised the people as ZANU-PF in 2013 that we will employ and create jobs mm-hmm. Around 2.2 million. Yes. But to be very, very frank, in terms of formal jobs, which were the ones that were promised? I'm not sure if any has been created. What I witnessed were people losing out their jobs, even in government entities, in parastatals, in private sectors where we had companies closing. So in terms of a job creation, I'm sure ZANU-PF has failed. But for me then to say, to argue with Mazivisa in terms of his definition of a job.
Of a job, yes.
I was there at Sapez Trust,
yes, yes.
Where he said, even if I give you a chance to wash my clothes, that's a job. But so in terms of that, fine. We have so many people who have lost their formal jobs. We have now become housemaids. We have now become garden boys. We have been turned into vendors.
So ZANU-PF's promise was vague. It didn't state formal or...
No, it was not vague. It's just that Mazivisa is trying to play with people's minds, mm-hmm. thinking that Zimbabweans are fools. People are not fools. But it is because that question was posed to him. So he had to find an answer to that.
Mm.
But in terms of being sincere, he knows that the party has failed to create 2.2 million jobs. Mm-hmm. But as a politician, fine, he must find an answer to every question.
Mm.
But then the thing is, people are no longer fools. People know. Young people who graduated from 2013 to this day, expecting to get a job, and Mazivisa talks of giving you a chance to wash his clothes or even his inner garments, and claims that to be a job. That's an insult. So the president has been going to all state universities, capping graduates. And then someone comes out and claims that we have created jobs for you. That's an insult. Even it's better for Mazivisa to say we have tried, but we have challenges, but we are in the process of doing so. People would understand that than to say no, we have surpassed the target when we had people losing jobs. Mm. It's very unfortunate. Okay. But you would expect that from him because he's singing for his supper.
All right, fine. Comrade Jim Kunaga, also throw the same question to you. Who would you vote for and who do you think is going to win and why?
Your question, Shamar, is an obvious answer. My blood. Uh-huh. If you cut me right now here.
You bleed, ZANU-PF?
Yes.
Hmm.
Saka, vote yangu, it's obvious, but I'm Dara Bobo.
But at 93...
Even at 105, I will go for Mugabe.
Why?
I'm voting for his wisdom. It's not all about age. It's about the wisdom.
Right. Which brings me to my next question, Comrade Kunaka. We have got my youth, Varimu Mpati. You included. Don't you harbor any, presidential ambitions one day? Maybe kana kuti let's say in the next 10 years you're talking about President Mugabe kuti no vote kana vane
120 we'll cross the bridge when we get to it.
So for now you're not concerned about kuti
papa I still need to rise with the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
So when that time comes I will let you know.
So I'm na basa nezvekuti papa zvaita youth leader kana kuti pazodi.
When the time comes I will just contest. I will just throw my name in the basket.
Mm.
And say, I want to be a youth leader at national level.
And then, all right, fine. Whilst we said that I was trying to avoid this issue, energy for Lacoste and whatnot, but then I think it's something that we can also talk about.
Maybe, sorry, before you get to that, okay. I'd left out certain things pertaining to that question that you had right, posed fine. To me.
Okay.
The problem that we have as a nation is as much as ZANU-PF, through its leader has failed to can I explain
so can you guide given my friend
you will be given the chance
he, let me just he's give not me 1 minute on behalf of the nation but for himself.
Okay, just 1 minute come to Nangam and then you wrap up and then you give him to
what he's saying.
Okay,
yeah,
no, I'm not saying this because you must agree to it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not speaking on his behalf.
Mm-hmm. Are you the mouthpiece of the nation?
I'm not speaking on his behalf. Mm-hmm. So if you can restrain him from...
All right, gentlemen. Okay, go ahead, I think let's give each other, you know, a chance to speak.
Okay, let's right. Go ahead, my friend.
Go ahead, comrade.
No, that's okay. my point is, you have on this side, mm-hmm. ZANU-PF, which has failed to deliver as per its promises,
mm-hmm.
the 2013 promises, because I was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was a youth leader. So when the party said we indigenize, we empower, we develop, we employ, I had every reason to believe in that.
You were happy?
Yes, yes. Who was not? At the prospects of getting 2.2 million jobs, who would not vote for that? When someone says we are going to empower and you want to be empowered, you want the opportunities, you want an environment which you are able to even make money. Who doesn't want that?
Mm-hmm.
So... that was the basis why I rallied young people to vote for ZANU-PF. And this is why I rallied young people to vote for President Mugabe as the ZANU-PF candidate. On that basis, that they were going to be developed, empowered, employed, and everything that ZANU-PF had promised. But now that promise has been broken.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has happened. So you cannot entrust against someone who has failed in fulfilling his promise and give him another chance. You can't.
Because
mm-hmm. like on my side, time is running out. Why should I? Then the other problem that we now have is there has been no serious opposition that has managed to provide a lucrative alternative for the young people.
Okay.
They failed. All their business is Mugabe must go.
Mm-hmm.
They are not providing an alternative. They don't have anything to give to young people, even in terms of their promises or anything that they think they can do as a political parties.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a dilemma as young people. We are found between a hard place mm-hmm. and a rock. Mm-hmm. ZANU-PF has failed, and equally you have a confused opposition.
So
for me, I have not yet decided who I will vote for in terms of a presidential candidate. But in terms of a parliamentary candidate, I will vote for myself because I'm standing. I'll vote for myself.
All right.
Sure.
Come on, Jim.
Mugoma, I will vote for Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
I was totally empowered.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with the life that I'm living today.
Mm-hmm. But
gate kutendera angu anditi ndikatosvika ndovhura one remote ndichipindawo
pamba penya
takanga ndisingazvitarisire kuti ndozvandichava kune vanotouya kuzobhadhara kuti landlord tauyawo ka mari baba emba yenyu yatiri kugara.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of empowerment but kana varume ava vakaita mari through empowerment like a misuse by humanizing.
Okay.
Then
okay.
They are crying foul today and say, I don't know about empowerment. Muno makato create employment. Mataka gara muno.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true today? Andifunga kuti zvine zvinde zva minister izvi. Kana ndo zvani.
If you see 1 2 3 4 people here yeah, vari pama laptops
vari kutoita basa so. Zvino zviri kutofamba. Handiti. Ko why uchida ku employ? Why isiri kuti be an employee? Okay. An employer. You would have rambo chitindora kungo kuzongo shandira mumwe.
But the party said it will create employment. Why did the party say that in the first
comrade
place? Tenengam,
let's okay, give, I'll answer your question. Let's give comrade Kunak.
I'm not in doubt that it's not PF that created my jobs.
How many? I did not count them. But they're going to give up some houses down there with cabs.
And most of the young people were employed from that area. Dakawana complex ya iva kwa gain along Beatrice Road. Inini, dina katono saina in MOU, nemu na iva kai papo kuti ndini ndicha pinza my youth pasa from my ward.
But then, do you see now a pattern irwana bakumu kunak? Ndiye kuti imimi muripo papa forefront kwa zvinhu izvi. Ndimi muri kubenefita, ndimi nge muri muchi tora zvinhu izvi, muchizonopa vamwe. Munozo zvi dispute equally here manje.
Ini ndakaita equally. If you go ward Mandogara and ask the young people there, they will tell you.
So per project yamuta repa Beatrice, how many youth vaka benefit so far?
450 on okay. Record.
Okay.
Go to Sito Farare, they got it. Recently Sito Farare kokapinda vanhu basa. Musuno Econet yakapinda we call it Net One. Yakatora ma youth vakapinda basa. But the problem yoru kunzwa yevari kuchema vaya vaya. Vada kunaita ma banker, ivo vasina ma qualifications ekuva ma banker.
But comrade Kunaka, every from let's say from September till December, panita graduation over 10,000 people vano graduate and vanhu vava vari kuti vana mabasa. Toita sei now.
We need to sit down with those young people.
Tovaonera kuma basa mu economy kadai.
It's not about kuti vawanire mabasa. They need to create jobs.
How do we create
we
my job?
We need to ask the government to put money there.
Where is the money coming from?
You borrow the money.
From where?
You borrow the money.
From where? When you don't have anyone willing to give money to Zimbabwe.
Yeah, but what bank?
You go to China.
No,
you go to Russia.
No, he's talking about China.
Countries. They are willing to help Zimbabwe.
Right.
Okay. They are willing.
No, okay, fine. I wanted to say he's talking about borrowing money. IMF and World Bank are not willing to give money to Zimbabwe. Even China is not willing to give money to Zimbabwe. Everyone knows.
Akatotora chikwere chekuCBZ youth funding. Chas kuda kudzosera.
No, that
using position yekuti is a former provincial chairman.
No, huh? No, that
akatokwereta. If I could go to Kebs right now and say, Tipei will print out Godfrey Tsenenga Maripo, I got to Amara a misuser by marrying so many wives. Then can we blame it to the president or to the government that I was not empowered?
All right.
You can't do that.
Okay, fine. I will take it this way. That comrade Kunaka is implying that I got money from CBZ. I'm swearing here today to say, if any CBZ official is viewing this video, can you please come forward and with evidence to say, Tsenengamu, you got so much. No, wait. I didn't.
You were talking.
No,
I was talking, my friend.
No, look.
Allow me.
I did it. I didn't get even a single cent. You are a friend to Sevia Kasukwere. Go and ask Sevia Kasukwere to say, how much did Tsenengamu get from the youth fund? Not even a single cent.
Tyson doesn't own CBZ.
No, I challenge. No, I challenge anyone, including you, to come back to this studio at 263 chat with a printout from CBZ with my approval. You can do that and show to them that I have this name. My point is, okay, fine. My point is, I will take it as a joke.
Don't put it a joke.
No, that's me. I'm saying.
What do you want to take it as a joke?
No, I'm saying I will take it as a joke. That Jim is hallucinating to say I got money from CBZ. As a point of fact, I didn't get anything from CBZ or any bank. I didn't get anything.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
No, wait. No, no, wait, wait, wait a bit.
I think let's stick to to the issues that we have to.
You are anchoring.
So this is the program Zimbabwe. This is Youth and the Road to 2018. We are having a heated argument here, as you can tell with my comrades here. So we'll continue this debate soon.
Capital 263.
Join the conversation on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube at 263 Chat. Our website www.263chat.com.